Man, these trains are killing me. Again. Every time I get stuck at my old train station, it's my aim to waste 3 minutes of my time and your time by doing an audio boo, which you have to question why you're even listening to this, because it's some guy you don't know. He's tweeted it. And it's not that. It's probably a place you're not even, you don't know, like my old train station. I don't know if many people know that place. But anyway, platform one, if you can imagine this place that I'm stuck at.
Oh.
Is that my? No. That woman's voice, man, every time. Every time. Interrupting me. Platform one's huge, but you don't realise it because you're only stuck to this wee bit. But then you branch out and then you sort of push your boundaries out and walk down to the left, and there's bushes and stuff, there's trees, and that's great, man. Because everyone needs more trees, that's a fact, that's being serious as well. Places with green always look better, like nature stuff. It's just, if you have a city, if you go down Buchanan Street, it looks better than Socky Hall Street. No, Socky Hall Street, to be fair, has trees. It looks better than Argyle Street, because it only has bushes, like it needs to be fake kings. But everyone needs trees. But anyway, there's this bit you get to and you go under the bridge, and it reminds me of when I was like, let me see, when I was in the war, when I was younger, they used to bomb where I lived and I had to live underground with all these other guys eating rats and stuff. And Sylvester Stallone used to be, he used to sort of rule the top bit, and we'd be eating rats, rat burgers. But we'd have this car. We had this special car that he liked, and then he came and saved us. And we joined his gang and fought this guy who's a little Wesley Snipes, sort of. But apart from that, it's just a made-up story, obviously. That didn't happen to me. I make up stories all the time, like, but then I hear true ones about the guy, the place in Murrow, the wasp, I need to be quick, infestation. And the wasp made this big massive, like a fist, and they started flying along this guy, who was in Olds, you know, the wee tea shop, whatever it is, they sell tea and coffee. They made a big fist and started beating him up. He was in the ground, and it was like, they were stomping a mud hole on him, and they made a big shoe. And apparently he's in a bad way, so watch out for those wasps. He's never known, man.